Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
Are you weathering the storm?
Just about, yeah. We had a bit of a power cut last night in the middle of the night. I thought the world was ending for a minute, but thankfully we're still here. The markets are still here, so it's all good.
Right, but not quite the same pattern on the FTSE. The weather's changed and the FTSE's changed a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, this time last week, it had been, as I think I was saying, it had been very tedious, but the market did resolve to the downside, which I suppose the charts, in hindsight, the charts were probably suggesting that, but I think I got so used to the sideways tedium, I was expecting that to carry on. But yeah, they have, but I think now that they've broken to the downside, I think it's been quite contained, and I think it's kind of set up an oversold condition now to go start going back up again. That's how I'm reading it.
Right, so you're basically able to do the same thing at 6,700 as you were doing at, say, 6,880 or 6,850, that sort of thing. So just the big handles change, but the strategy is the same.
Pretty much exactly that, yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right, let's have a look at your first slide, which is the daily chart of the FTSE. What's this telling us?
Well, I think that's telling us on the stochastics we've got to the oversold position, which is always, I do like oversold positions because they're just, you know, they're nice and simple to look at. So the stochastics is oversold. We've got the RSI, which looks to be hooking up. This was as of close of the markets yesterday. The histogram is starting to rise. So I think that's starting to look like quite a nice bullish setup on the daily chart after what's been a pretty horrendous couple of, well, not horrendous, but a difficult couple of weeks on the long side. I think it's finally starting to show a nice bullish daily chart.
Right, and so what, you buy on any dips below 6,700, something like that?
I think so, yeah, I think so. And obviously we've got plenty of room to go up now with the stochastics having reached oversold levels. You know, we haven't had an oversold level for a while, so I'm expecting that 6.7 should be roughly the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the market now. So it looks, I mean, I've got an indicator which calculates the pivot level of the day, and that's like 6703, so that would tie in with buying towards 6700, I suppose, for today's session. Let's go on to the second chart, if we can, the weekly chart.
Yeah, that's the weekly chart. I mean, that's quite interesting because you could read that as being it's oversold and it's about to go down to about, you know, the 6,000 level. That's one way of looking at it. Or alternatively, we could paint quite an interesting candlestick this week. If we end up in the higher regions of, say, 6,730, 6,750, yeah, something like that, that could paint quite a nice bullish candlestick. So I think this, how the markets end today could be quite important really for the weekly chart, but you know, depending how this week ends, I think that could end with quite a nice bullish candlestick.
Yeah, and I think we didn't go lower than 66.15, which was the August low as well, I think, on this so far this month, if I remember rightly, or if I looked at it, I just looked at it, I think, before the big fall, but 66.15 was last month's low, and I think so far we've had a low of 66.54, somewhere around that.
I think something around that for this week.
So it's a nicer higher low, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly. And we've got the FOMC meeting next week, so maybe that ties in quite nicely with the if they say they're not going to put interest rates up next week, that could be a bullish, you know, this could be yet another slight decline, but as you say, it could just be another higher low, which leads to the next move up. So
So basically 67.30 plus would give us a nice candle, and we'd have a higher low versus August, so a nice technical setup maybe for next week.
I think so, and you know, obviously we haven't got the monthly chart here, but that picture is still looking quite intact at the moment. So, you know, we've had this pullback, it probably shakes quite a few people out, but I'm still maintaining the overall bullish perspective.
Okay, well, sounds great. Tim Young, day trader for Iondo, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.